the sponsors of our second game today. James Valley Christian sponsor is Ben Meyer Auction Service. Area sponsors include Shooters in Wolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing in Wessington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic, Real Estate Connection, South Dakota Attorney General Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, Muir Family Hair Care with the scoreboard updates. And our 281 tournament sponsors this year include Alpena Co-op, Kurtz Heating and Cooling, 6B Seed and Supply, Bauman Agency, Iverson Motors, Huron and Mitchell, Double D Western Store, and Hague Insurance Agency. Just like our first game, these two teams have already played once this year back in the month of December. James Valley Christian with a record of 5-3. They defeated Highmore Herald back on December 12th, so basically a month ago, 59-42. Highmore Herald comes in with a record of 4-4, and again, James Valley Christian seeded 4 and Highmore Herald seeded 5, with the winner advancing to Tuesday's semifinals against the Wessington Springs Spartans. We'll talk more about the tournament and else coming up. We'll take another 2-minute timeout on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Onward Wolsey Business Association supports all activities of Wolsey Wessington School. Onward Wolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curl, Santel Communications, Agtegra of Wolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Wolsey Wessington School, and the City of Wolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Wolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we are back in Wolsey getting set for game 2 of 4 here, 281 Conference Girls Basketball Tournament, a first round. First game in the books on your Muir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. It was all Wessington Springs. The top seed advanced 51-14 over Sunshine Bible. Remember, Lori and Kylie at the Muir offer haircuts, colors, waxing, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, and eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR, Muir Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. After this, Matt Watson will take over and the schedule for the rest of the night. Next will be Sanborn Central Wound Socket and Wolsey Wessington, Blackhawks 2, Warbirds 7. The number 3 Iroquois Lake Preston will match up with number 6 seed Hitchcock Tulare. The boys tournament again has been moved from tomorrow to Monday due to the wind chill and the blizzard warning. So they'll start at 1 o'clock, basically just about the same schedule. I think James Valley Christian has been put back in their normal schedule. Originally they had James Valley Christian and Highmore Herald playing the last game of the day if they would have played tomorrow, because the Viking girls were scheduled to play in the Hanson Classic, but that got flat-out canceled. So they will have the normal seating brackets on Monday, but they will start at 1 o'clock just like they would have tomorrow. It'll be Wessington Springs, Sunshine Bible, then James Valley Christian, Highmore Herald, Wolsey Wessington, Iroquois Lake Preston, and Sanborn Central Woonsocket at Hitchcock Tulare for the boys' first round coming up on Monday. Getting close to the start of this one, Highmore Herald and James Valley Christian looking to advance and play Wessington Springs on Tuesday. We'll take another two-minute timeout. Return here to Wolsey on Dakota Sports.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 70, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Dakota Sports.
And we are back here at the Wolsey Wessington Gymnasium, set to go with our second game here now. The James Valley Christian Vikings and the Highmore Herald Pirates. And still trying to gather my starting lineups, and well, now... Everybody had the warm-up on for Highmore Herald. Now everybody has taken it off, so I'll have to wait for the starting lineups to record the starters for Highmore Herald. They're doing an announcement. It is Officials Awareness Week, Appreciation Week, and nice hand for the officials. Now, thought we'd have the same three officials, but we have two of the same three. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Greg Blue and Jordan Knopp will officiate the second game, but Jason Wenzel will join them on the bench as or on the court as well, and they'll be officiating the game. They're the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Here's the starting lineup. Highmore Herald, they're the number 5 seed. They have a record of 4-4. Mike Ring, their longtime head coach. They'll start Autumn Fallis, a 5'5 sophomore. April Fallis, a 5'7 senior. Kendall Cermak, a 5'9 senior. Kennedy Epling, a 5'4 senior. And Addison McDowell, a 5'9 sophomore. Starters for James Valley Christian, their head coach, Krista Robinson. I did her games back when she was Krista DeYoung at Iroquois High School back in the 90s. Addison Knight is a 5'9 freshman. Rihanna Hood, a 5'6 senior. Kaylee Robinson, daughter of the coach, a 5'9 junior. Addison Bartholo, a 5'10 freshman. And Alex Gertz is a 5'9 junior. Those are the starters for this game today. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be ready for tip-off here. Game two of the day, 2 minutes or 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You've got Dakota Sports.
And we're back in Woolsey. I'm Jeff Duffy. Game two of four here. Again, Matt Watson will take over the headset for our final two games of the day. Westington Springs in the semifinals. Winner of this game will be matched up with the Spartans Tuesday. I believe that'll be 3:30 back here at Woolsey. Highmore Herald, the lower seed, the five seed, they have their road uniforms, red uniforms with black numbers and letters and a little black and white trim to them. And James Valley Christian wearing their home white with the gold numbers and letters, gold and black trim. Right at center court, up in the perch here, James Valley Christian going to my right and Highmore Herald to my left. Knight will jump for James Valley Christian against Kendall Cermak, and the Highmore Herald controls the opening tip. They have the ball. McDowell on the left wing comes up top to Autumn Fallis. Got to make sure I got the Fallis girls separated. Autumn Fallis, right wing, drives the paint. Kick out. McDowell wants the 17-footer, misses it, and the rebound underneath for Addison Knight. Now in the front court comes James Valley Christian as they have their opening possession of the game. Up top, Rihanna Hood. Hood working it around the perimeter. Just a lot of passing right now. Knight has it on the wing. Will feed in low post to Gertz. Back outside. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Long three is no good for Bartholo. And out of bounds, nobody can grab the rebound. It will belong to Highmore Herald. Full court pressure by James Valley Christian. Looks like they're trying to get the trap in the backcourt. Fallis throws right ahead of it, though. Gets it all the way up ahead to Cermak. Cross court, and April Fallis hit the deck but gets rid of the ball. And Highmore Herald still on the attack. Autumn Fallis will drive, has a lane, goes with the reverse for two. Autumn Fallis, the first bucket of the game. And Highmore Herald leads 2-0, just over a minute gone in the game. Knight has it at the top of the key. Looks right to Hood. Hood thought about the three. She'll take the three. They give it to her, knocked it down. She actually hesitated on it, but nobody came out on her. And Rihanna Hood puts the three, and then the press. They get the steal. Kaylee Robinson with the steal for James Valley Christian. Have a chance to add on here. Long three. Robinson is no good. Battle for the rebound and going to be plucked out of there by Efling for Highmore Herald. Fallis has McDowell on the right wing. Goes in low post inside. April Fallis tried the turnaround shot around Knight. Couldn't get it to go. And rebound, James Valley Christian. Work the perimeter. Outside, open 15-footer for Knight. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound Hood at it, but then Efling just ripped it right away from her. And back comes Highmore Herald. 1-point lead, James Valley Christian. We're early on. April Fallis, long three for McDowell is too strong. Kaylee Robinson is able to grab the rebound, took it away from her teammate Hood. Gertz will drive in the corner. That's a long two and dropped in by Addison Bartholo. Just a toe on the line, and it's 5-2, James Valley Christian. Break the press down the floor. Easy layup for two, Kendall Cermak. Ball never touched the floor until Cermak got it one step away from the basket. 5-4 lead for James Valley Christian. That's how you break a press. JVC in the half-court offense. Knight looking inside to Gertz. Not there. Back outside Hood. Hood fakes. Free throw line. Puts up the 14-footer. Banks it in. Brianna Hood has 5 points, 2-for-2 shooting, 7-4. James Valley Christian up the floor in a travel. They were trying to break the press. Cutting through the middle was Kendall Cermak, and she pretty much just took a hop there, crossing the timeline. Turns the ball over. Into the game for Highmore Herald is Ellie Steg, a 5'6 ninth grader. Also into the game for Highmore Herald is Jada Balloon, another eighth grader pair of eighth graders on the floor for Highmore Herald. Cross-court pass, left side, open two, long two, no good for Bartholow. And the rebound underneath, Highmore Herald. Pirates will work the ball up into the front court. Lob pass the middle, nice catch by McDowell. She'll stop, come back left side, open three, left wing, back of the iron, no good. A long rebound comes out to Steg, who shot it, but then loses the ball. Into the transition, here comes Robinson, hooks the pass, hit it off the rim, comes right out for Gertz for a three, no good. She was trying, Robinson was trying to throw the ball across the court from the baseline, it hit off the rim, went right out to Gertz, who had a wide open look at a three, didn't get it. We have a foul now going to go on Robinson, trying to steal the ball. First foul of the game on either team, Robinson. Picks it up, 3:57 to go, first quarter. 7-4 lead for James Valley Christian. Highmore Harrell gets it to Cermak in the corner. Popping up right side, Balloon. Now Steg. Back up top, Autumn Fallis. Autumn starts to drive, cut off. McDowell on the left wing. McDowell uses a screen, steps back, tries to back her way in. Top of the key, open three for Cermak. Back of the iron, no good. And Knight there with the rebound. Up the floor in transition in the corner. Open three, Gertz, no good. Rebound comes straight out to Fallis. Highmore Herald, Fallis has the ball deflected, stolen by Robinson, deflected by Knight. Knight down the floor, has one defender chasing, missed the layup, but offensive rebound by Hood. And another chance for James Valley Christian. Robinson three at the key, short. And the rebound out of bounds. Nobody touched it. The ball will belong to Highmore Herald. Effling back into the game for Highmore Herald along with April Fallis. Inside of 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 7-4 lead. James Valley Christian, neither team shooting the ball all that particularly well here in the early going. Here's the double team. Get it to Cermak. Back door. Nice pass. Easy layup for Balloon. That was a nice pass on the right side by Cermak to get her teammate an easy layup. 7-6, the lead one. Lob goes baseline to Gertz. Back outside. Three for Robinson. No good. Or excuse me, Bartholow. And the rebound, Balloon. Into the front court. Bounce pass left side, April Fallis. Steg, now Effling, right side, turn it around, three off the right wing is an air ball. Battle for the rebound, we end up with a jump ball. Balloon on the miss. And possession will go to James Valley Christian. 2:16 to go in the first quarter, Fallis for Fallis. Autumn in, April out for Highmore Herald. 2:16 to go, first quarter, 7-6 lead, James Valley Christian. Robinson will bring the ball up this time for the Vikings. Looks left, backing out is Gertz. Top of the key, Hood. Rihanna looks off right side. Robinson looking inside, nothing there. Now they'll go down low, Gertz, little wraparound shot, no good. Rebound Knight, and she's fouled on the floor. Knight, a good job of following the shot of her teammate. And the foul will be the first of the game against Highmore Herald, and will be called on Ellie Steg. Inbounds, baseline, a fake. by Knight. She's double-teamed, has to kick out. Wide open three, Gertz, no good. The long ball has not been there for James Valley Christian. First quarter up the floor, a blocking call going to go on Hood, who was trying to get in the front of a Fallis. Hood picks up her first foul. Second team on James Valley. Minute 43 to go, first quarter. Effling on the right wing goes inside. Low post McDowell, five-footer, no good. Robinson able to get into the rebound. Down the floor, Robinson coast-to-coast for the layup. Robinson, just nobody ever got in front of her, and she just kept moving her feet down the floor. 9-6 lead for James Valley Christian. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Fallis, ball deflected, trying to go inside, goes right to Balloon, who gets the tip pass bucket. So Fallis going to say that's an assist for me, even though the ball was tipped. Balloon with 4 points. 9-8, the lead one, James Valley Christian. Vikings on the attack. Knight, Wood goes on the baseline. Bartholo, Robinson, nice catch back up top. Inside of a minute to go, 18-footer is no good. Rebound, though, by Knight. Feeds in the middle. Kaylee Robinson cutting to the hoop for two. Robinson moving without the ball. And her teammate Knight found her. Knight's had a good rebounding first quarter. On the floor, Fallis lost the ball. We're on the floor, going to end up with a jump ball. Possession will stay with Highmore Herald with 37 seconds to go. First quarter, 11-8, James Valley Christian. April Fallis back into the game for Highmore Herald along with Kendall Cermak. Highmore Herald will run the out-of-bounds play on the baseline to my left. Lob will come all the way out to Autumn Fallis, top of the key. Goes inside, Cermak right underneath the basket, shoots over Gertz, shot up, no good. Would have counted, but it'll be two free throws coming up for Kendall Cermak. Cermak just backed Gertz right down underneath the basket. Bartholo with the foul, her first, third team on James Valley Christian, and two free throws pending for Kendall Cermak. First free throws of the game, either team. Clock stopped with 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. Free throw is good for Cermak. She's got 3 points. 1 minute after 5 o'clock, this is KOKK in Huron. Late in the first quarter, second free throw for Cermak, and no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Gertz. Gertz up the floor, James Valley a 2-point lead. Shot clock is off, 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now Robinson just holding the ball, and looks like she's going to hold it for one shot, and Cermak not getting out on her, so Vikings will hold it for one shot. 13, 12, 11 seconds. Screen for Robinson, goes inside Gertz. Can't quite handle the pass, saved it, but then traveled with it. The pass was a backdoor play. Gertz couldn't handle it. By the time she came down, she was too far underneath the baseline and took a bunny hop. Travel the call, 6.6 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Highmore Herald some time, but the ball nearly stolen by Gertz, saved in by Highmore Herald. Ball off somebody's leg. Who's going to get the ball? It's the officials are having a conference. It is James Valley Christian ball, and that does look like the right call to me. It looked like it came off the knee of Stagg. So James Valley Christian will inbound it on their baseline with 3.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hood will trigger the inbound back door. There it is to Bartholo for the layup. Nicely designed play, and that will end the first quarter. James Valley Christian 13, Highmore Herald 9. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Ready to start the second quarter. James Valley Christian 13, Highmore Herald 9. Shooting in the first quarter at James Valley Christian, 6 of 19, 31%. Highmore Herald 4 of 10 for 40%. But James Valley Christian getting almost twice as many shots off as Highmore Herald did in that first quarter. Vikings will have the ball as we begin play in the second quarter. Kaylee Robinson gets the Vikings into the offense. Bounce pass comes right side to Hood. Up top, and we have an offensive foul, a moving screen going to be called on James Valley Christian. Might be on Bartholow. It is. Addison Bartholow picks up her second foul, the first player with that many in the game. Of course, I had Imore Harrell, only one foul called on them in the first quarter. McDowell back into the game, gets the ball as they break the press. Now get in the hands of Autumn Fallis. Autumn will go baseline, and a blocking call going to go on Knight. Fallis used her quickness there and got a step on Knight. Knight couldn't get to the baseline in time. Addison Knight will pick up her first foul, and quickly a second team on James Valley with just 20 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Highmore Harrell looking to inbound, got to get rid of it. Finally, the lob comes into Fallis up top of the key. Right side, and the ball thrown away. Fallis and McDowell weren't on the same page, and Gertz up the floor. She's going to be fouled. Gertz with the steal, and she went all the way down, and a lot of contact going up to the hoop. She'll shoot two. The foul is going to go on Addison McDowell, who also turned the ball over, and two free throws coming up for Alexa Gertz. Has not scored here in the game. First free throw, though, bounces in. It's good. 14-9. James Valley Christian, I believe, the biggest lead for either team. Amorell just had one lead. That was 2-0. Second free throw, no good, and April Fallis has the rebound. Up ahead, Effling, still in the backcourt, crosses the timeline. Now Autumn Fallis at the top of the key. McDowell in the corner looking for the cut. They get it to April Fallis underneath, quickly shoots, no good, and the rebound for Robinson. Good-looking play, just didn't finish the shot. James Valley Christian into the offense. Robinson cross-court to Bartholow. Bartholow trying to post up Gertz, back up top. Knight working the perimeter. Couple of dribbles. Free throw line, about an 18-footer. No good for Knight. Rebound underneath for Effling. Here's the run down the floor for Autumn Fallis. Kicks back McDowell. Effling has the ball go through her hands, and big scramble for it, and it's going to be James Valley Christian ball. Good hustle by Gertz coming after the ball after it went through the hands of Effling, and ended up being last touched by Cermak, who was battling for possession with Bartholow. James Valley Christian looks to build on a five-point lead here, early second quarter. Hood reverse it right side. Robinson a three, but they're going to wave it off. Travel, shuffling the feet, trying to set him. Robinson will turn the ball over back to Highmore Herald. 6:32 to go in the first half. James Valley Christian 14 and Highmore Herald 9. Highmore Herald needs to find a way to score the ball. Up the floor, Autumn Fallis stops, feeds in, low post to McDowell underneath the basket, and traveled with it. Took a little bunny hop there. To me, Addison just needs to go up and shoot. She had the ball in good position, had the defender backed underneath the basket, but tried to dribble around instead and traveled with it. She'll come out of the game, as back in is Ellie Stegg, eighth grader for Highmore Herald. James Valley Christian on the attack. Knight feeds low post to Gertz. Gertz reverse layup, lost it on the way up. Offensive rebound, but then thrown away. Rebound by Robinson, but she fell down and then just couldn't get rid of the ball. Here's Fallis, Autumn with it, driving into the paint, tried to feed back door, and a lucky break for Highmore Herald. A slap going to be called on James Valley Christian. Otherwise, that ball would have been thrown away. The foul is on Kaylee Robinson, and she picks up her second. Robinson and Bartholow each have two personal here. And we will get our first subs of the game in for James Valley Christian. Inbounds for Highmore Herald. Lob comes all the way out. Grabbed by Fallis. We'll get those subs in a moment. 3-4 Effling is no good. Cermak offensive rebound. Feeds in the middle. Little shot for Ballou. No good. Couple of good looks, but no points. And rebound. James Valley Christian in the front court. Robinson. Left side, here's Bartholow on the drive with the scoop. Off the rim, no good. And Cermak with the rebound. And foul number three is going to be called on Bartholow. Bartholow trying to follow her shot, but Cermak a good block out. And Knight quickly comes back in. In for James Valley Christian, a chance to get there. Daryl Franson into the game, along with J.C. Whiff. Full court pressure broken by Effling into the front court for Highmore Herald. Basically, it's been 1-0 here in the second quarter. One free throw for James Valley's been the only scoring, and there's a hand check call on Franson. You can see that one. The official let it go for a while, but she just kept riding Fallis. And is that foul number? Yep, that is team foul number five, and into the bonus already. Highmore Herald still 5:36 to go in the first half. The free throw line, Autumn Fallis. First free throw is good. One of the top cross-country runners in Class B this past fall. April Fallis back into the game for Highmore Herald along with Addison McDowell. And one more shot for Fallis. Second shot is good. Got them both. And 14-11, Highmore Herald back within three. James Valley Christian on the attack. Gertz on the right side. Franson cross court. Knight left side. It's Swift. Now Knight at the top of the key. Right side is working the ball around the perimeter right now against the Highmore Herald zone. Franson now stepping back. Left side. Here's the bounce pass down low. Gertz triple team. Lost the ball. Missed the first shot. Came down with own rebound. Gets fouled. And free throws on the way for Alexa Gertz. James Valley Christian struggling shooting the ball here in the first half. And two free throws coming up for Alexa Gertz. The foul was called on Jada Balloon, I believe. Her first free throw is good. I always wondered here in the Woolsey Westington gym, the south basket, the basket to my right, it's open there. There's not a wall in the behind it, and I've always wondered if that the background there can be an issue shooting the ball. Didn't bother Alexa Gertz as she makes both free throws. And Imore Hill throws the ball away into the front court in transition, whipped down the floor and threw it away. I think she thought she had Gertz down the middle of the lane. She wasn't there. Threw it right to McDowell. Turnover back to Highmore Herald. Low post, Balloon, turn, shoots, no good. Rebound, nobody went after it. Finally, Whip does. And James Valley Christian, five-point lead with the ball. Inside, ball comes off the foot of Gertz, but Knight holds it and then turn around shot. Gertz really forcing it. They've been posting Gertz up a lot. She's really been forcing it, missed the shot again, but the ball will stay in possession of Highmore Herald. Sounds like the Pirate fans weren't happy with the possession call. Bounce pass up top, Whiff, reverse it right side, Knight. Again, just playing the perimeter, Franson. Now Gertz, left side, Whiff. Gertz, top of the key, right side, Franson. Franson inside, ball deflected, picked up by Knight. Her 18-footer baked it in. Not sure if she called it, but Addison Knight has her first bucket, first field goal by either team here in the second quarter. Three for Cermak. No good. Good block out by Whiff. Quick shot and out for Highmore Herald. James Valley Christian up with their biggest lead, 7. Knight, another shot. That one in and out. Good look. Rebound, and we have a jump ball. Boy, it didn't look like that ball really got held, but there's going to be a jump ball. It will stay with Highmore Herald. 18-11, biggest lead of the first half for either team, 7 points, James Valley Christian. Autumn Fallis gets the ball into the front court for Highmore Herald. April Fallis, cross court, Cermak. Cermak back up top. Autumn Fallis, a long three, no good, long rebound, and a couple of James Valley girls running each other, but Franson comes out with it. Up the right side of the floor, Gertz on the run by Fallis, up to the hoop for two. Gertz has 5 points here in the second quarter. The lead is 9, 20-11. James Valley Christian, Imar Herald really needs a bucket. Cross-court pass deflected out of bounds by James Valley Christian. But down nine, Imar Herald's got to find some offense. They have 2 points on free throws, and that's it here in the second quarter. 3:20 to go in the first half. Stag back into the game for Imar Herald. Cermak has it on the wing. McDowell right wing. Fallis left side Stag. Fallis back at the top of the key. James Valley Christian on a zone here now it looks like. Back up top, reverse it left side. High post balloon, kick it out. Cermak, 18-footer, is an air ball. Stag offensive rebound. We'll bring it back out. Shot clock is running out, though. Cermak, here's the 3-4. Fallis in and out. Rebound, and coming out of there with it is Knight. Knight pushes up ahead, now slows it up. Here's the cut. Robinson, 10-footer, in traffic for two. Kaylee Robinson has 6 points. And the lead, 22-11, James Valley Christian opening it up. Fallis, a nice drive, couldn't finish the shot. Rebound McDowell, she loses it. Ball slapped out of bounds, will stay with Imar Herald. No, it's going to be James Valley Christian ball. Imar Herald has just struggled here. I have them 0-for-8 from the field here in the second quarter and just scored 2 points. They've been outscored 9-2 here in the second quarter, 2:24 to go in the first half. Hypo Stag, now reverse it right side. Franson, whiff, now left side. Gertz, right side Franson. Franson launches a three, back of the iron, no good. Rebound tipped out, last touched by whiff. 2:07 to go in the first half, 22-11. James Valley Christian has opened up a lead. Vikings, or winner of this game, will get Wessington Springs in the semifinals on Tuesday. Right side Stag, working the perimeter, cross court. Cermak wants three, no good. Offensive rebound, balloon with the putback. The eighth grader leads Imar Herald in scoring with 6 points. First field goal of the second quarter. Back door play, Gertz open, but put it up too strong. Kind of rushed it, it looked like. Rebound. Here's the break, Fallis to the block, gets fouled, two shots coming up for Autumn Fallis. Well, you saw Fallis' speed on display there as she pushed it up the floor on the dribble and just about beat everybody down the floor. Draws the foul. The foul is on Franson, her second. And two shots for sophomore Autumn Fallis. Minute 35 to go in the first half, 22-13, James Valley Christian. First free throw is no good. It's just been a rough quarter trying to put the ball in the basket for Imar Herald. Effling checks back into the game for Imar Herald. McDowell came out. And into the game for James Valley Christian, senior Maggie Decker for the first time. Second free throw, Fallis missed them both. Long rebound, nice block out. Franson on the push up the floor. Bounce pass right side. Rihanna Hood had trouble keeping control of it and steps out of bounds. Was not a clean catch. The pass looked okay in my eyes, and Hood just couldn't handle it. The ball turns back over to Imar Herald. Is he James Valley Christian? Has pulled off the press they did in the first quarter. Cermak in the corner. Effling cross court. Stag. Stag will drive baseline. Draws a little contact and a foul going to go on James Valley Christian. J.C. Whiff will pick up her first, and we'll get free throws for Stag. Coach Robinson in front of the James Valley Christian bench saying, hey, she was leading with her arm. That doesn't get called a lot. It does get called some, but not a lot. And free throws, Stag, first one is no good, and Imar Herald not helping themselves out from the free throw line. They're 2 of 5 here in the second quarter. And 3 of 7 for the first half. Both free throws are short. Rebound Gertz. She'll bring it up for James Valley Christian. Fallis picks her up at half court. Left side Hood. Hood trying to post up Decker. James Valley Christian works the perimeter. Get it off in the corner. Back up top. Gertz running the offense now. Left side Hood. Hood, Gertz, top of the key. Swing it right side to Franson. High post Decker. She'll take the 15-footer. Too strong. Try to hit it off the glass. Rebound for Imar Herald. Fallis picked up for dribble. Now has Stag, right side, Effling for three. No good. All the threes look good, and they just won't drop. Primer Harrell down the floor. Gertz goes to goes. Contact. Count it. She's fouled. Gertz just pushed it. Imer Harrell was a little slow getting back on defense, and Gertz took advantage, and she'll have a chance for the and one opportunity with 33 seconds to go in the first half. Fouls on a Stag. That is her second. Free throw for Gertz is good. Gertz has 8 points all here in the second quarter. 25-13. The lead is a dozen, biggest of the first half for James Valley Christian. Stag on the left wing, 24 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Effling going to launch another three. That one, no good again. They just can't get that to drop. James Valley Christian down the floor. Franson had the ball knocked away. Good hustle coming back by Autumn Fallis. 7 seconds to go. Right side, Sumac, a high arching three, no good. Rebound, and Decker has it, and that will end the first half. At halftime, it's 25-13, James Valley Christian leading Highmore Herald. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to Woolsey, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Ho, 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 lot of savings.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513, plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
Halftime at Woolsey Wessington High School and James Valley Christian, a 25-13 lead here at the half. Let's do a scoreboard update brought to you by Mirror Family Hair Care. For an appointment at the Mirror, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628, and that's Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Our first game today went to Wessington Springs. The top seed took control early. I think it was 11-0 right off the bat, and were never threatened. They defeat Sunshine Bible 51-14. Avery Orth, 14 points. Carissa Shield, 10 to lead Wessington Springs. Abby Hinman had 6 points to lead Sunshine Bible. Coming up next here on the schedule, and again, Matt Watson will be taking over the headset for the final two games today. Up next will be number 2 seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket and number 7 Woolsey Wessington, followed by number 3 seed Iroquois Lake Preston, number 6 seed Hitchcock Tulare. Semifinals for the 281 tournament will be Tuesday back here at Woolsey Wessington, both girls and boys. And a reminder again, the boys' first round has been pushed back to Monday, scheduled for tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Instead, they'll go Monday at 1 due to the weather forecast. Then semifinals Tuesday here in Wolsey. The consolation semifinals on Tuesday will be at James Valley Christian, starting at 3:30, both locations. Then on Thursday, the longest day of basketball, final day of the 281 tournament, moves to the Huron Arena. We start bright and early at 9 o'clock in the morning and start airing all eight of the final games. First four will be on Tiger 95. Then we'll switch over for third place and championship on KOKK, kind of the way we've done it the past many years for that final day of the 281 tournament. 25-13, James Valley Christian leads at the half. We'll run down the stats next after this timeout. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the 2-1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here at halftime. Both teams back out on the floor, 25-13. James Valley Christian is pulled ahead here in the second quarter. They outscored Highmore Herald 12-4 in the second quarter. For Highmore Herald, 6 points for Jada Balloon, the eighth grader off the bench. 4 for Autumn Fallis, 3 for Kendall Cermak. For James Valley Christian, 8 points for Alexa Gertz, all in the second quarter. Kaylee Robinson had 6, 5 points, Rihanna Hood, 4, Addison Bartholo, 2 for Addison Knight. Shooting in the first half, Highmore Herald, 5 of 23, 22%, just could not put the ball in the basket. James Valley Christian, 10 of 30, 33%. A lot of shots in the first half for the Vikings. Free throw shooting, James Valley Christian, 4 of 5, All free throws were shot by Alexa Gertz in the second quarter, and we're just to continue to show where Highmore Herald struggling shooting the ball. They were 3 of 7 shooting free throws in the first half. 25-13, the halftime score. We'll get to the second half next after this 2-minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Ready to go with the second half. James Valley Christian now going to my left, and they have possession as we begin play in the third quarter. Bartholo has it at the right elbow, left side Knight, fling it in the corner to Hood, working the perimeter, getting a double team underneath there. Long two is no good for Hood. Rebound for Highmore Herald. See if switching baskets will get the shooting going a little better for Highmore Herald. We'll find out there as Fallis throws the ball away. It was tipped away and picked up by Knight. Back comes James Valley Christian. Hood at the top of the key, bounce pass right side Bartholo. Bartholo looks inside, flicks it back off left to Knight. Knight back up top as Gertz tries to get some motion going there. Left side, open 17-footer for Knight off the front of the iron. Offensive rebound, Gertz, and up, no good. Bartholo tips the ball to her, and they'll get another chance. Third attempt here. Nope, they're going to throw it away, try to go inside to Gertz, but it was knocked away by Cermak. And Imore Herald forces the turnover. In the corner, Cermak looking inside, can't get it to McDowell. Under low, kick out, 18-footer for Cermak is short. Rebound comes straight down, Fallis picks it up, and oh, can't get the putback. April Fallis can't get it, and still on the floor. Both teams getting quick shots, but nothing dropping here in the early going. Back comes Imore, or Hitchcock, James Valley Christian, and shot is up and in for Kaylee Robinson. She has eight. Getting too far ahead of myself. Low post. Cermak throws it away. Hood, good helping defense. And right back comes James Valley Christian. They're up 14. Really starting to pull away here now early in the second half. Up top, Hood goes in. High post to Bartholo. Kick out. Robinson fakes. Spots up an 18-footer. No good. Fallis with the rebound. That's Autumn. And she's on the push, crosses over, lobs it, ball deflected by Robinson, ball out of bounds, and will belong to James Valley Christian. Good hustle, good defensive play by Robinson. And James Valley Christian, a chance to extend what has become now a 14-point lead. 5:48 to go, third quarter, up 27-13. Up top, Robinson, left side. Just working the perimeter out. Robinson has it on the wing. They'll feed Gertz, low post. Got too far underneath, kicks back out. Bartholo wants three, got it. Addison Bartholo hits a three ball. She's got seven. 30-13. Down the floor, Balloon. Oh, had a layup. Gave it up, but ends up getting the layup to her teammate. Anyway, Cermak with the layup. Balloon would have had an easy layup if she had just turned around, but she did the bounce pass, and Cermak did finish off the play for Highmore Herald. 30-15, James Valley Christian. Hood, baseline, 18-footer is good for Knight. Addison Knight, her second bucket of the game, 32-15. Ball deflected out of bounds by Robinson. We'll stay with Highmore Herald as James Valley Christian putting some pressure on again. They pressed in the first quarter, pretty much pulled it off in the second for the first half. Now doing some pressure again here to start the second half. Effling will inbound, fire it all the way underneath. Nice catch, Balloon. Turns, shoots, and scores. Boy, it was a pass from half court almost, out of bounds, and right to Balloon underneath the basket. Balloon has eight. Three, right side, Barthol can't hit that one. Ball deflected out. Last touch by Knight. Highmore Herald will get the ball back. Highmore Herald's got to get some offense going, but again, they're working against full court pressure. Get it into Fallis. She's double-teamed right on the sideline. Still double-teamed. Then the ball deflected out of bounds. Thought Knight, Coach Ring would have taken a timeout. He was trying to get a timeout, but then the ball is deflected out. And Highmore Herald will inbound it underneath the James Valley basket. Pass comes into the corner to Balloon. Double-team, ball tipped. And comes right down to Hood, over to Gertz, and she's going to be fouled, or excuse me, Robinson, she's going to be fouled, and right now the press is giving Highmore Herald a lot of issues. They're going to say not in the act of shooting, but what are we doing here? Oh, knocked out of bounds, no foul, okay. Still trying to bring the ball up, and double team in the corner, and there does come the timeout for Highmore Herald. Highmore Herald has used 10 seconds, having got close, getting it across the court, the floor. We'll take a timeout here. 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard Feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard Feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Timeout, Highmore Herald, first of the game. Either team, Highmore Herald, just had a hard time bringing the ball up the floor. And off the timeout, James Valley Christian pulls off the press, and Fallis will bring the ball up and throw it away. Ball is deflected, came right down to Bartholow, down the floor. Gertz underneath the basket, kick out, 18-footer for Hood is good. Brianna Hood has 7 points, 3 of 4, 3 of 5 shooting from the field, 34-17. Double team at half court, look down low, there's Balloon, layup no good, gets her own rebound, up and in. Broke the press that time, got Balloon open underneath. Balloon leads Highmore Herald with 10 points. But James Valley Christian in control for now, up 34-19. Hood up top of the key, Gertz comes left side, high post Bartholow. Knight back on the left wing, they're packing it in on Robinson and Gertz when they try to post up, high post. Hit down low to Bartholow, her scoop, no good. Good block out by Balloon, and a foul going to go on Bartholow. Bartholow missed the shot. Balloon had the good box out position. And I believe that'll be foul number four. Well, it's four. I thought it was three. It's foul number four on Bartholow. Yeah, it is four. I did have three on her. So four on Bartholow, so that's going to bring action off the bench for James Valley Christian. J.C. Whiff back in. Here comes the pressure again. Stagg comes cross court. McDowell knocked away. Nice play just in the game. Whiff gets the steal on the press. Down the floor. Hood in the front court, down low, inside Gertz, up, no good, partially blocked. Offensive rebound, Robinson, she can't get it to go either, and ball is controlled by Highmore Herald. Highmore Herald, though, just too many turnovers here in the second half. Fallis with the drive, scoop shot for two. Autumn Fallis was driven. I'm going to the basket. She has 6 points, 34-21, inside of 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Vikings in the front court, left side, Gertz. Bounce pass inside to Robinson, deflected away, but a push going to go on Imore Herald. And Imore Herald really collapsing on Gertz or Robinson whenever they go inside. I believe the foul is on Effling. Kennedy picks up her first team on Imore Herald. 2:49 to go, third quarter. James Valley Christian inbounds Robinson, now high post Gertz. Gertz backs it out. Hood, cross court, whiff in the corner. Knight with the ball fake. Now it's whiff again. Back door, trying to get it to Hood, to the block. Knocked away by Effling. James Valley Christian wanted a call, didn't get it. And here comes Highmore Herald. Effling, deep three for Effling, no good. Rebound, and the ball knocked away. Picked up by James Valley Christian. Long pass down the floor. Gertz will glide in for the layup. Kind of a wild play there. Gertz in double figures with 10. 36-21. James Valley Christian up 15. 2:10 to go. Balloon turn, shoots underneath. No good. Had a good look at it. Did not go. And the rebound for James Valley Christian. Vikings 4-on-5 right now. Now we have a whistle and a timeout. James Valley Christian. Minute 58 to go. Third quarter. 36-21. Vikings lead. We'll take a timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back in Wolsey. Both teams have used a full timeout here in the third quarter. Play was getting a little ragged, a little too up and down there, and I think Coach Robinson wanted to slow it down a bit. Vikings with the ball off the timeout. Left side, Gertz looking inside. She'll drive baseline, triple team, kick out. Nice catch, Robinson. Hood. Right side whiff. In the corner, Knight. Knight looking inside. A lot of quick movement around the perimeter by the Vikings. Up top, Hood. Low post. Robinson has to kick out. Gertz will take the three. Front of the iron, no good. And Balloon there with the rebound. Fallis comes right side. Fallis back up top of the key. Fired into Balloon. She just posting up underneath the basket. Back to the basket right underneath. 12 for Balloon, the eighth grader, off the bench, 36-23. The lead back at 13 for James Valley. Minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Robinson right wing, looked inside. Hood not there. Up top, Gertz takes the three, drives in, gets hammered as she goes to the hoop. And two free throws coming up for Alexa Gertz. Gertz is 4 of 5 from the free throw line. And she's the only James Valley Christian girl that has shot a free throw in the ball game. Puts that one down. She's got 11. Leads the Vikings in scoring. Good balance scoring, though, for James Valley. One more shot for Gertz, the junior. Got them both. She's got a dozen. 38-23, the lead back at 15 for James Valley. Fallis into the front court. Top of the key. Right side, Effling. Effling pitches in the corner, Cermak. Cermak will wind up for three. No good. Offensive rebound underneath for McDowell and kicks it back out, and then the ball stolen away. Gertz. Gertz going to get the steal. Looks up ahead. Can't get it to Hood. She'll take it herself, and a blocking call going to go on Highmore Herald. So Gertz basically stole the ball, and it just kept going up the floor, and she'll get two more free throws. Again, she's the only Viking girl that has shot free throws. This will be free throws number 8 and 9 of the game. First free throw is good. She is 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Franson in and Robinson out for James Valley Christian with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second shot is good. And Gertz continues to open up her scoring. She's got 14. 40-23 to lead back to 17 for James Valley. Low post. Nice spin move by Balloon. Bounces in. She made a quick jab to the left. Came to right. Balloon 5'9". She's an eighth grader. And she is just doing what she wants to underneath in the lane. 40-25. We're down to 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Hood starts the drive into the paint. Kick out. Knight back up top. Gertz. 6, 5 seconds. Gertz outside. Here's Hood. 3-2. Hood will drive to the hoop. Draw contact. Brianna Hood decided, I'm just going to go hard to the hoop, and she'll go to the line for two. Brianna Hood with 7 points, and she'll become the first girl other than Gertz to attempt a free throw tonight for James Valley Christian. Half a second left here in the third quarter. Hood to shoot two. First one, back of the iron. Bounces, goes in. That's called the shooter's roll. When things are going well, those go down for you. One more shot for Hood, a senior. The lead stretched to 16 and 17. Hits both free throws. Half a second left, and that will end the third quarter. James Valley Christian 42, Highmore Herald 25. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
One quarter to go. James Valley Christian pretty much in control of it, up 42-25. Winner of this game moves to the semifinals where they'll play top-seeded Wessington Springs. Wessington Springs defeated Sunshine Bible in our first game today, 51-14. That's your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Vikings in the offense. Hood down on the baseline. Feeds back in the middle to a Knight. Open three right side for Franson. Bounces off. No good. Hood with the rebound. Kicks it back out. Knight with a fake. Now she'll drive with the left hand. No good. And April Fallis with the rebound and has it taken away by Knight. Knight missed the shot, but then hustle play gets the ball back. Low post ball off the foot of Knight. We'll have a jump ball, and possession arrow will go to Highmore Herald. We've just started the fourth quarter, 42-25. James Valley Christian leading. They got the game going in the second quarter, outscored Highmore Herald 12-4 in the second quarter, and the lead's been double digits ever since. April Fallis hits a three. April Fallis drains a three off the right wing. I mean, that's the spark Highmore Herald's been looking for, 42-28. Right side, Franson with the ball. Bounce pass, top of the key, Knight. Now Franson again. Now Knight. Comes cross court, left side Gertz. Gertz looking inside. Comes into Bartholo, 16-footer. Left elbow, no good. Balloon steps in for the rebound. Push into the front court for Autumn Fallis. Gives it to April, fires in the corner. Shot on the baseline is in and out, no good. Hit off the front of the iron for Cermak. Ball cleared by Gertz. Bartholo, top of the key, left side, Hood. And James Valley Christian really moves the ball quickly. They work the perimeter, keep the ball moving, keep the defense moving. Low post Knight back out to Bartholo, back up top of the key. Bounce pass right side to Gertz. Stepping up top, Gertz in the corner. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Hood gives it off left side to Franson. Franson bounce pass to Gertz. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Inside, they do get the shot off. Bartholo misses it. No, they're going to say she did not get the shot off. And it will be a shot clock violation and turnover to Highmore Herald. Now the officials are having a conference, and what I will say is the shot clock buzzer is not very loud here in Woolsey. I basically have not been able to hear it. There was a couple of shot clock violations in the first game, and I just can't really hear that buzzer. I don't think it's very loud. The officials are going to go jump ball because I think they're just not sure. They're not sure if they got it off or not, so they're going to go possession arrow, and James Valley Christian will get the ball back. 5:59 to go in the game, and a fresh shot clock for James Valley Christian off that. Comes out to Gertz, top of the key. Flicks back, left side Hood. Go to the high post, Robinson. Robinson drives down the lane. Scoop shot is blocked by Balloon. That eighth grader Balloon has played a nice game today for Highmore Herald. Ballas into the front court. Right side, Stag back into the game. Cermak on the baseline, trying to post up Balloon. And they try to go in, but the ball is stolen away. Nice play, Rihanna Hood. Rihanna Hood's had a nice game, both ends of the floor. Ball tipped out of bounds by April Fallis. It'll still be James Valley Christian ball. McDowell back into the game. Addison for Highmore Herald. Thought somebody was coming in for James Valley, but not. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. James Valley Christian up 14. Up top, Knight will go inside. Robinson splits the double team. Little left-handed scoop. Won't go. Rebound. Highmore Herald. 0 for 4 from the field now. James Valley Christian to start the fourth quarter. Ball inside off a Balloon. Going to be picked up by Robinson into the front court Hood. Now top of the key, Knight goes inside Bartholo. Bartholo, quick spin move off glass. For two. Sweet move that time by Addison Bartholo. She's got 9. 44-28. We're inside of 5 minutes to go in the game. McDowell wants 3. Short. No good. Rebound by Robinson. She's fouled in the backcourt by April Fallis. Her first. 4:48 to go here in the ball game. 44-28. Woolsey Westington. In Woolsey Westington School, James Valley Christian with the lead. And Hood will set up the offense this time for James Valley Christian. Pass in the middle, kind of thrown away, but cleared out there by Gertz, but a travel on Gertz. Not a good pass by Franson, threw it behind Robinson or Bartholo. The ball turns over to Highmore Herald. Epling back into the game for Highmore Herald. McDowell on the right wing. Epling top of the key. Swing at left side. Autumn Fallis. Autumn free throw line trying to drive the lane. Scoop shot off. Glass for two. Autumn Fallis. Nice strong move to the hoop. Not very tall, but she has 8 points. Free throw line good for Addison Bartholo. She is camped out at the free throw line. She's in double figures with 11. 46-30. James Valley back up by 16. Cermak on the floor with the ball, and we have a timeout. Highmore Herald, 4:03 to go in the game. 46-30, James Valley Christian with the lead. We'll take a timeout here. 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Second timeout taken by Coach Mike Ring and the Highmore Herald Pirates. James Valley Christian up 46-30, and we're just about midway through the fourth quarter. Berth in the semifinals on the line here. Out-of-bounds play for Highmore Herald underneath their basket. Fallas trying to find somebody and basically threw away, tried to stuff it in there to McDowell, but it went right to Kaylee Robinson. Fallas goes for a steal. Robinson, left side, get it into the corner to France or to Knight. Back up top, 3-4, Gertz got it. Alexa Gertz with the bucket. She's having a big night. She's got 17 to lead all scorers, 49-30. Fallas in the paint, has an open look, no good. Rebound underneath, Robinson. Get it up ahead to Hood, up the left side. Robinson at the key. Right side, Knight. In the corner now, Gertz, right back to Knight. Four out, one in for James Valley Christian. Low post, Bartholow, and you're going to have it ripped away by Autumn Fallas. Just took it away. Fallas, a one-on-two, shoots from the free throw line. Back of the iron, no good. And Gertz there with the rebound. Here's the push up the right side. Gertz holds it now, back on top. Robinson, reverse it left side to Hood in the corner. Low post, Bartholow, kick out to Gertz. Knight has it on the baseline, dribbles back up top. Hood at the key, thought about the shot, now drives. Kick out 3-4, Robinson, back of the iron, no good. McDowell has the rebound. And, oh, looking down at my score sheet, when I look down, Highmore Herald threw the ball away against the pressure. McDowell turned it over trying to get it to Fallas. Now we have a new five coming into the game for Highmore Herald. Of the five coming in, I think Stag is the only girl that has played thus far. Destiny McCauley into the game. Callie Chavez into the game. We'll see if we pick up a few more numbers here with 2:42 to go. Turnaround shot, Robinson, no good, out of bounds, and will belong to Highmore Herald. So, also into the game for Highmore Herald, because April Fallas is back into the game, so one starter still on the floor. Callie Chavez, also Jalen Knox into the game for Highmore Herald. Left side, Chavez. Now Fallas on the right wing. Fallas, look back door to Stag. Not there. Kick it back up top to Chavez. Chavez, nobody to pass to. And now the ball knocked away, and it's stolen by Gertz. Gertz down the floor, and will take it in for the left-handed layup. Gertz with the bucket, and we have a whistle and a timeout. James Valley probably to sub in. Timeout on the floor, 2:09 to go. James Valley Christian looks to be on their way to the semifinals. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Your Legend Seeds dealer, 6B Seed and Supplies of Alpena, wishes good luck to all teams in the 281 tournament. 6B values family, community, and a commitment to service. Their partner, Legend Seeds, honors those same values. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all of the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Contact 6B Seeds, 605-354-2699, and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your option.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Well, bringing the JV in to wrap up this one now as James Valley Christian, just over 2 minutes to go, on their way to the semifinals with Westington Springs on Tuesday afternoon. Ball goes inside, knocked away from Chavez as she was trying to work underneath, and the ball turns over to James Valley Christian. Pick up some of the girls into the game now for James Valley Christian. Daryl Franson, I believe, is back in. Here's a little jump hook, no good. For JVC, that was Andy Franson, but the rebound stays with James Valley Christian on the right wing. Laney Gertz, they'll go inside, low post, and step through, shot knocked away by Stag. Andy Franson tried to get a shot off. We're going to end up with a jump ball on the baseline, and possession will give the ball to Highmore Herald. 90 seconds exactly to go in the game, 51-30. James Valley Christian will get their second win of the season over Highmore Herald, won exactly a month ago on December 12th. Highmore Herald will look. Chavez goes inside to Fallis. Fallis splits a double team and will get herself to the free throw line. Two shots for April Fallis. Fallis hit a three earlier this quarter. She has 3 points in the game. So consolation game, the consolation game at James Valley Christian at 3:30 on Tuesday afternoon will feature Highmore Herald and Sunshine Bible. First free throw is good for April Fallis. And one shot pending. Second shot is good. Fallis hits them both. She has five, and she'll come out of the game now as Rebecca Milbrand, a junior, in for the first time for Highmore Herald. Playing out the string with James Valley Christian up 51-32. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, Woolsey Westington up next, and Matt Watson will take over the headsets for the final two games. Steal by Stagg in the corner, gets it back in the middle of Chavez. Now Stagg will bring the ball up. So we're inside of a minute to go in the ball game. Stagg up left, will drive, has a lane block. Nice defensive play by Andy Franson. And Franson comes back into the front court. Gets it back up top of the key, Braylon Hood. Up top again is Franson. Get it off on the right side. Braylon Hood in the middle. Little turnaround shot is good. Bucket for Daryl Franson. Her first bucket of the game. 53-32 and shot clock off with 24 seconds to go in the game. Dribble on the left for Knox. Now it's Stagg at the top of the key. Stagg bounce pass right side. To McCauley, Desi McCauley, 6.5 seconds to go in the paint. Shot is blocked, and that will end the ball game. Shot up and no good by Chavez. And the final score, James Valley Christian defeats Highmore Herald 53-32. James Valley Christian 6-3 on the season. Highmore Herald drops to 4-5. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, do a Gary Zell Auto Glass post game, run down the numbers on this one, then. And things over to Matt Watson next 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
And we're back. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame here is James Valley Christian and Wessington Springs. The two higher-seeded teams have advanced and did it in pretty handy fashion. James Valley Christian took control of this game in the second quarter, opened up a double-digit lead by the half, and it never got under that. And James Valley Christian defeats Highmore Herald 53-32. Your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Mirror Family, the Mirrors accepts walk-ins. They're located at 35 4th Street, downtown Huron. Call 605-883-HAIR. James Valley Christian 6-3, Highmore Herald 4-5. Jada Balloon has 14 points. Had 14 points off the bench to lead Highmore Herald. 8 for Autumn Fallis, 5 for April Fallis, and 5 also for Kendall Cermak. Just notice that now, only 4 girls scored for Highmore Herald. For James Valley Christian, 19 for Alexa Gert. She got herself to the free throw line a lot. 11 points for Addison Bartholow. 9 points, Rihanna Hood. 8 points, Kaylee Robinson. 4 for Addison Knight and 2 for Daryl Franson. Shooting in the game at Highmore Herald, 13 of 43, 30%. James Valley Christian, 20 of 56 for 36%. Free throw shooting, Highmore Herald went 5 of 9. And James Valley Christian went 10 of 11. And of those 11 free throws, 9 were shot by Alexa Gertz. So game 2 is in the books. That's your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update, and also wraps up our very quick Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame as we move on now. On the floor here for our third game of the day, Wolsey Wessington, the 7 seed, Sanborn Central Woonsocket at the 2 seed, and then after that, Iroquois Lake President Hitchcock Tulare. Matt Watson will take us the rest of the way. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes and back with Mr. Watson. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships.